And that is a nation that truly has no clue. They don't know what they're doing.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another episode of The Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, I am your unvaccinated, unapologetic, and now a little bit fearful host. My name is Tom Velasquez. This week's show is going to be, it's going to be hard for me to do because I'll be honest with you, everybody. I am, at this point, becoming afraid for my life, my freedom, as well as my family and friends' lives and freedom. What I've told you is going to happen is happening, and it is accelerating at a rocket's pace. This week's show, I am going to give you examples from media personnel, from the president, from the White House, from so-called journalists. These people are going to send one clear message, and that message is that the unvaccinated need to be dealt with in a severe way. There is an ongoing effort to demonize those of us who have chosen not to take the vaccine. Whether or not we have the natural immunity since we've had COVID, or we just don't trust the vaccine because it hasn't been tested, there is a war against you. And the war cries start from the top. And that is the Biden White House. This show, I told you last week, the show was very important. I had a lot of people tell me how, yeah, it makes sense how Agenda 2030 and COVID work hand in hand. This show, if you are unvaccinated, it should scare you. Because again, there is a concerted effort to demonize, to blacklist anyone who chooses not to get the vaccine. And if you don't believe me, I beg you, listen to the clips. And this is just a handful of clips that you will hear throughout the duration of this show. From the vice president to the president to what they call journalists. These are the people that are influential. People listen to them. Because people look up to somebody in power. And, you know, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, they are in power. So people naturally will look up to them. Joy Behar, Don Lemon, they're pieces of shit. And I apologize for the language, but listen, I'm a little afraid as to what is going to happen. And these, quote-unquote, journalists are perpetuating and accelerating and calling for the arrest and detainment of those of us who are not vaccinated. If you are not vaccinated, listen to this show. By the end of this show, it will be very clear to you that there is a message being sent. There should be no doubt what that message is. And for those who are listening that are vaccinated, sit back and you need to open that mind and listen to what your government, and literally the government-controlled media, listen to what they are telling you. Listen to how it repeats. There is a definitive narrative that is being perpetuated on the people of this country and the world. And that narrative is, if you are vaccinated and you see someone that's unvaccinated, those unvaccinated people are dangerous. That is a scary, scary thought. I don't consider myself dangerous. But now, because of the government, because of the media, I'm looked upon as dangerous, as almost like a terrorist. Because I chose not to get the vaccine. A, the choice was made easy for me and my family because we've all had COVID. We don't need it now. For those of you who haven't had the vaccine, and choose not to because the science is not there, you're being ridiculed. You're being lied about. And they're coming for you. That should scare you. The audio clips you are going to hear on this show should leave no doubt at all in your mind that there is a concerted effort by our government to make sure that those of us who have not been vaccinated are bullied into becoming vaccinated. And again, I ask the question, why? Nobody has answered that for me yet. Why is the government so hell-bent on getting us vaccinated? What is the end game? Don't tell me it's, we want everybody to be safe. It's not going to happen because people that have the vaccine are getting sick. And we'll get into that in a minute. I'm going to give you some stats that just don't make sense. But before that, I want you to hear from Rick Ness. Listen to his show, The Stuff of Nightmares podcast. When we come back, the first thing we're going to hear about is from Chip Roy. If you haven't heard this clip, you have to. I'll be right back.
You're running through still your head, because you've been around, babe. You've been around for a while. I'm trying to wake myself, cause I know that you're her, the girl with the freckled smile. I think I've loved you before.
The Stuff of Nightmares.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Ness, host of the Stuff of Nightmares podcast. Ever since I was a child, I was fascinated by stories of the paranormal and the unknown. Reading about encounters with Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil, UFOs, or even living in a house where spirits roam intrigued me. As an adult, reading true crime stories and watching true crime documentaries made me realize that monsters don't just live in your closet or under your bed. Monsters might just live next door. Come with me on a journey to the unknown and the unthinkable, where the things that people do to each other are just as frightening as the things we can't explain. Every episode, I will delve into the world of the paranormal and lesser-known heinous true crime. Each story of the unknown will be true first-hand accounts told by the person that had the experience or submitted to me to be read for them. You can listen to the Stuff of Nightmares podcast on the website at www.thestuffofnightmarespodcast.show, your favorite podcast app, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, breaking news during that little break we just had here. I have a friend who I will not reveal his or her name, whose husband or wife or relative is a lawyer for the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. This person just contacted me and said, "Hey Tom, I just want to let you know, mid to late August, the state is getting shut down again. Michigan, according to this person whose relative, close relative, is a lawyer for the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, let them know that 2 to 3 weeks from now, we are shutting down." You want to know my first thought on that? How did they know? How did they know it's going to get that bad here? This quote-unquote Delta variant, which I'm finding out more and more as I read on it, there's really no test to find the Delta variant. So how do we know the Delta variant is the cause of this? I was listening to the radio on the way to work the other day, and I actually heard a news report, and I quote, "Well, the instances of the flu and the cold were down markedly in 2020, experts say it is due to the fact that people were wearing masks and washing their hands." I literally looked in the rearview mirror of my car as I was hearing this, and I saw my mouth just involuntarily hanging open because I could not believe what I was hearing. Cold and flu was down markedly due to the fact that people were washing their hands and wearing masks. has nothing to do with the fact that if you had the cold or a flu, you were automatically considered COVID. We will never, ever know the true numbers of how many people were infected with COVID. Never, ever know. Because the government manipulated these numbers. The hospitals manipulated these numbers so much. The hospitals manipulated them because they had to get paid somehow. There were no elective surgeries. There were no office visits. They were losing money. They were literally just flushing money. So they had to make these numbers look good. Because every time they had a COVID patient, they got paid a certain amount. If, God forbid, somebody died, if they said it was because of COVID, that hospital got $39,000. Look where you live. Go look at the records and see how many people died of COVID. And look at your hospital. I bet you right now they're flush with cash. They have cash everywhere because they manipulated the system. But again, how do they know? 2 to 3 weeks from now, we have no idea what is going to happen. Right now, Michigan really isn't affected by this quote-unquote Delta variant. But yet, this lawyer who is in the quote-unquote know, this person has given permission to their acquaintance to contact me and release this on my show that we are going to be locked down by mid to late August. Do you want to see World War III? Because it will happen in Michigan. We here in Michigan, we have enjoyed since pretty much June our freedom. To tell us, nope, you got to go back to businesses locking down, shutting down. You got to wear a mask everywhere you go. It's not going to happen. And you want to know what? Here is my ultimate. I don't think it's going to stop with Michigan. I think you're going to see it in most states in the union. The reason why? What's coming up in November? You've got elections coming up. What a better way to rig another election than to lock everybody down so everybody has to vote by mail-in ballot. We saw how well that worked in 2020, right? There was no fraud in there. This is why I'm afraid. Because our government has way, way too much power now. On the drop of a hat, they can say, shutting businesses down. And what do? We got to shut businesses down, right? Maybe. Let's see how Michigan reacts, if indeed, by mid to late August, everything's shut down. Let's see how that works. Now, back to the original precipice of the show. Chip Roy, House of Representatives, went on the floor of the House shortly after Nancy Pelosi initiated another mask mandate. And his fiery speech was spot on. If you haven't heard it, here is your chance. If you have heard it, listen to it again, because you can't listen to it enough, because this man, Chip Roy, makes complete and utter sense. Listen to this. Chip Roy on the House floor, pretty much raking Nancy Pelosi over the coals. Listen to this.
Getting absolutely decimated by cartels. And we do it and we say, oh, look at us, how nice we are. When the little 7-year-old girl is sold into the sex trafficking trade because we've put them in the hands of violent cartels along the border of Texas. Does anybody care about the numbers? Has anybody looked at what's actually happening down at the border? I know, there he goes again. There goes that crazy Chip Roy talking about the border again. Well, talk to my constituents. Talk to the people of Texas who are getting absolutely crushed. The numbers are astounding. And we're not just talking about people and the problems that we're having with ranchers, and we're talking about the sex and human trafficking trade. Right here, we see the encounters by month. We've never seen anything like this. When Jay Johnson, headed up the Department of Homeland Security under President Obama. He said 1,000 a month was a crisis. Y'all, I was just looking at the numbers. We had a few thousand in a week just last week in the McAllen sector.
20,000.
We had 20,000 a week. In a day. I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you. We had a few thousand in a day in the Laredo sector. A few thousand a day in the McAllen sector. We've had, I think, it's from memory, 70 Border Patrol agents get COVID in the last month. We had 20 in Laredo. All of this is happening in real time. All while the administration talks about unwinding Title 42 and not worrying about what's happening at our southern border while telling us and preaching to us about vaccine passports. Oh no, you better go mask up again. Fentanyl. Right down here, fentanyl. 2021 versus 2020 fentanyl numbers. We are bringing in, here's 1,000 pounds of fentanyl in a month. 1,000 pounds of fentanyl in a month. That's enough to kill millions of people. But that's happening right now, but nobody seems to care on the other side of the aisle. Say, oh, don't worry, it's just fentanyl. No problem to see here. But just say that to my constituent, an Austinite, who died with a Valium laced with fentanyl recently. And this is happening across the country.
This man is absolutely right. Here's my question. The Biden administration is so hell-bent on getting everybody vaccinated. They care. Their main concern is getting everybody vaccinated. Where is the concern about the thousands of illegal aliens? And let's not call them migrants. Call them for what they are, illegal aliens, that they are letting cross the border every week. How many of those people have COVID? How many? Have you ever thought? You know, Texas is going through a little bit of a spike right now. Has anybody thought that maybe it's because of the Biden administration's policy on letting these illegal aliens just nonchalantly cross over the border? Because right now, there is a standing order for ICE agents, Border Patrol agents, to not engage. I never thought it would get this bad this quick. This is a complete 180 in record time. Donald Trump was building a wall. The Border Patrol agents had the free rein to stop people from illegally entering this country. In our illegal aliens that were entering this country, we're at the lowest total since I can remember. And Joe Biden comes in, and they're just flooding across the border. And rather than say, okay, we have a crisis, Kamala Harris hasn't been to the border because apparently she hasn't been to Europe. Finally goes to the border because Trump's going to the border, has a donut, drinks some coffee, and then says, well, I've got other things to attend to. See ya. That is the urgency that this administration, this political party, is putting on illegal immigration. They want these illegals to come in. Why? Because these illegals are going to be dependent on the Democrats for giving them money. Therefore, why do you think there's such a push to have illegal immigrants vote? Well, Tom, they're not saying illegal immigrants should vote. They are by telling you, you don't need an ID. You need an ID to buy alcohol. You need an ID to buy cigarettes. You need an ID to get a hunting or a fishing license. But one of the grandest gifts that our forefathers gave us, the right to vote, the Democrats say, you don't need ID. Just go and vote. Why do you think that is? Because they want to inundate this country with illegal immigrants who are dependent on the government to subsidize their way of life. Subsidize them by food stamps, housing, phones, vehicles, whatever. Giving them money, essentially. Why would anybody vote against that? So if we decide to say, yeah, you don't need an ID, every illegal immigrant that really cares about getting money is going to vote. And who do you think they're going to vote for? Are they going to vote for the guy that says, no, we're taking your money away? Or are they going to vote for the guy that says, we're going to continue to give you money, and you know what? Let's give you more. It's not a hard concept to understand when you really look at it. Again, sit back, relax, open that mind. It's not a hard concept to understand. It's a shame that there are so many people that don't understand this concept. But there are. And it goes back to, listen, you're being told we have to mandate vaccines. You have to get vaccinated. But we're going to let these thousands and thousands of immigrants come into this country unvaccinated, carrying COVID, sick with COVID, and nobody cares. Nobody bats an eye. The media isn't going to say anything about it. Well, let me rephrase that. The U.S. media, the American media, won't say anything about it. You have foreign media, Australia, England, you have them coming over here and saying, this is ridiculous. Why are you guys letting this happen? We, in America, are becoming the laughingstocks of the world because, again, we are letting this happen. We have Cuba that is rising up against their dictatorship. China, Venezuela, Brazil, France, that is rising up against their government. And we in America can see exactly what's going on because people like me are telling you every day, this is what's happening. But yeah, we just let it go. We are becoming the laughingstocks. And now we are going to let the government decide, yes, you will get vaccinated. And if you don't think that's going to be a possibility, I want you to listen to these following clips. Now, in my years of doing this show, I have noticed one thing. That if the government wants something to really come across and really become a talking point, they will have every news outlet, every talk show, talk about it. So it's embedded and it's drilled into your head. So it's just, yes, okay, I get it. All right, okay, shut up. This is what's happening now. There is a war starting against the non-vaccinated. We are going to start with Don Lemon, CNN, Don Lemon. This guy is an absolute joke. Now, the good news I have on this clip is because it's Don Lemon and it's CNN, I don't think a lot of people saw it. But with that being said, there are people out there that did see this. And this is what they now think. Listen to what Don Lemon says about the unvaccinated.
I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people are not going to agree with this, but don't get the vaccine. You can't go to the supermarket. Don't have the vaccine. You don't show it. Can't go to the ball game. Don't have the vaccine. Can't go to work. You don't have the vaccine. Can't come here. No shirt, no shoes, no service. That's where I think we should be right now, because we continue to waste our breath on people who are just not going to change. They're, you know, the circular logic. They just keep going back and saying, well, it's my freedom, it's whatever, I'm free. Well, your kid's not free to give other kids meningitis in schools. You gotta take a vaccine to do that. You gotta take vaccines in order to be employed. So what is the big deal? And all these people were saying, I don't want to put this stuff in my body. They're out drinking on the weekend and putting other substances in their bodies. That's way worse for them than a vaccine. So come on, let's be real.
So to begin, those of us who don't take the vaccine, we are alcoholics and drug abusers, according to Don Lemon. We put more horrible substances in our bodies than any vaccine. Well, let's talk about this vaccine. This vaccine has not been tested. We are the guinea pigs. I guarantee you, you go up to Don Lemon and say, hey, I've got a vaccine for cancer. And it's not been tested. I don't know what it's going to do for you. I'm pretty sure it's going to be safe. You want to take it? Don Lemon is going to say, hell no. Because Don Lemon is stupid, but he's not insanely stupid, I guess. But he's going to lecture us and tell us that the unvaccinated can't go to the ball game, can't go to concerts, can't go to grocery stores, can't go to work, because these people just think it's my freedom. It's my freedom. It is my freedom. you are vaccinated. So therefore, it shouldn't bother you at all. Not one bit should this bother you. The fact that I am unvaccinated. And again, I'm going to tell you right now, I keep reading on it, and there is more and more solid proof that those that have been vaccinated are of more danger to us that are unvaccinated than we are to them. Why? Because they are shedding the spike protein. The spike protein, which they are being injected with, that is now a toxin that they're finding out. They guessed wrong, ladies and gentlemen. They guessed that the spike protein was what was going to take out this coronavirus and vaccinate us against it. It's a toxin. They guessed wrong. And now these people that get this vaccine that walk around with these, I got vaccinated, I care, stickers on their shirts and on their coats are literally shedding the virus to anyone around them. That doesn't matter, though. Because we who are unvaccinated, we are the ones that don't care. We are the ones that are selfish. We are the freedom-loving Trumpers that just refuse to be controlled by the government. And the government and the media are coming after us. Here is the, I'm not even going to say illustrious, we'll just call her the hag, Joy Behar on The View. Now, go back and go in your memory and listen to what Don Lemon said on CNN. And now listen to what Joy Behar says on The View.
Next step has to be what we might look at as threats. You're not going to be able to go into a restaurant unless you're vaccinated. You're not going to be able to go into a museum. You're not going to be able to go into a theater. In France, President Macron has already made this a mandate. And as of the past 24 hours, 1.3 million people have signed up. He didn't even put it into effect. He just said he's going to do it. And 1.3 million people have signed up. Just the idea that you are going to lose your so-called freedom is scaring people. By the way, one more small thing. Why is their freedom more important than my freedom to not get sick? I don't understand that idea that I'm taking away their freedom. They are basically taking my freedom away by not getting vaccinated. Can I get an amen on that?
No, Joy, you cannot get an amen on that. You can get a screw you, because you are forcing your unproven vaccine on me. You chose to get the vaccine. The vaccine is supposed to keep you protected from the coronavirus. So if I have the coronavirus, I'm not affecting you at all. You have the vaccine, correct? You are the one that chose to get this vaccine so you can be protected against this virus. With me not having the vaccine, I should be of no consequence to you. On the contrary, because you are continuing to shed the spike proteins, I should be more worried about you than you should be worried about me. Because I guarantee you, you had the virus because you've been injected with it. I don't have the virus. Even if I do, my body now knows how to fight it off. It's been given antibodies. My body has been trained, and the T cells know that that is a coronavirus. Boom, done. We're not going to have it anymore. But how many of you picked up on the constant message that unvaccinated people can't go to the store, they can't go to the museum, they can't go to sporting events, they can't go to concerts, they basically cannot go where people congregate? They are bullying us into getting this vaccine which is unproven. Just because you didn't do the research, you blindly followed what your government said, doesn't make me the bad guy. Because I've done the research. I know that the numbers for the numbers of side effects and the number of deaths related to this vaccine are severely overstated. But there's a trend here. If you can catch the trend when it comes to the number of cases of coronavirus where people have coronavirus, where people are hospitalized with coronavirus, and for people who have died, quote-unquote, with coronavirus, the numbers are severely overstated. But when it comes to the number of people who have side effects or have died from the vaccine, you're getting severely understated numbers. They don't want you to know. So why is that? Now, let me get you a point here. Remember when this pandemic, and I use that word lately, remember when this first started? Everybody was saying, look, if you contract the coronavirus, you have a 99.5% chance of surviving it. And everybody, the government, the media, all the shills who follow government mandates verbatim, they were like, that 0.5% is way too much. We don't need to die. Mask up, isolate, shut down, stay in your home, do what you're told. 0.5% was too much. Right now, in this number, I'm telling you right now, this number I'm about to give you is severely understated. Right now, there is a 1%, and I'm telling you right now, it's going to be upwards of 10, 20, even 30%. But right now, they're stating 1% of the people who have been fully vaccinated are getting sick and hospitalized with COVID. And what is the response from these people who said 0.5 was too much? It's only 1%. 1%, come on. Out of all the people that have been vaccinated, 1% are going to get it again. 1% are going to get hospitalized. You can expect that. Where was that logic when 0.5% of the people would be hospitalized and may possibly die? It wasn't there. That was too much back then, but 1%, which is a completely illegitimate number, but we'll use that number because it makes my point. 1% is acceptable now because why? It fits the narrative. 1%, that's all it is. You've got millions of people that have been vaccinated. 1%. 1% of these people have side effects and die. Okay, how about the tens of millions of people that contracted coronavirus and 99.5% of them survived? That's too excessive. There should be no reason anybody should have to die from COVID. It happens. People die from the flu every year, right? If we were ever to know the true numbers of people infected with the actual COVID-19 SARS virus, as opposed to the cold and the flu, the numbers would be minuscule. But that will not stop the government. That will not stop the media. And that will not stop those sheep that blindly follow what the government says and what the media says. And they look down on us who actually do the research. Because honestly, let's be honest. And again, I don't want to knock the people that have had the vaccine because honestly, that is your choice. I'm not going to knock you for that until you start disparaging me for not getting the vaccine. For those of you who look down on us who do not have the vaccine, did you really do research on this vaccine? Because if you did and honestly looked at it, there is no way on God's green earth you would have taken this vaccine. It is unproven. We have no idea what the long-term side effects are. We have no idea how effective it is. Because now, I believe it was the Merck or the Moderna, one of the two, the M1, that vaccine went from a 95% success rate down to 85. And that's just in a couple months. What happens down the road when all these people are getting COVID? They're getting hospitalized. Viruses mutate. This is how viruses work. So how do we know that all of these people that got vaccinated are not causing this virus to mutate? And let's just say the Delta variant is out there. How do we know that it's not caused due to all of these people getting vaccinated rather than letting their immune systems take care of it. And yes, you are going to have people get hospitalized, myself included. You are going to have people almost die, myself included. You are going to have people, unfortunately, die. Thankfully, not myself included. It happens. It happens every year with the flu. People get flu shots, but yet they still get the flu, and some of those people die. It's unfortunate, but that's life. When I got COVID, if I was to die, that would have been life. That happens. Thankfully, I got my antibodies, and I made it through. And because of that, I'm stronger because of it. Not weaker. For these idiots that think an unproven human-made vaccine is going to be more resilient to the coronavirus than our human immune system have no idea. These doctors that say this need to be disbarred. They need to take the doctor out of their name. You cannot replace the human immune system. You can't. We as humans, and I've said it a million times before, and I'll continue to say it, we think we know everything. We think this COVID vaccine is the latest and greatest vaccine. Moderna had no idea how to make this vaccine. They tried to make a vaccine for the coronavirus, supposedly for 10 years. Couldn't do it. All of a sudden, within 4 months, they make this vaccine? Come on now. Come on. We're not that stupid. You cannot, as a human, make a vaccine that is better than our immune system. We may get the coronavirus. I'm not denying it's out there, because it is. But you know what? Every year, some of us get the flu. Every year, some of us get a cold. We respond to it. Our immune system ramps up, fights it off, and in a week or two at the most, we feel better. What is the difference between that and this coronavirus?
Well, it's more contagious, Tom. It's much more deadly.
Is it? Because you don't have to inflate the numbers in a pandemic. You don't have to say, hey, if you... Case in point, a good friend of mine's mother recently died. She had liver, heart, lung problems. She just happened to die with COVID. And surprise, guess what the death certificate said? She died from COVID. Why? Because that hospital just got $39,000 from the government. This is all a game. This isn't a pandemic. This is a political, financial boon for these hospitals. Everybody was like, oh my gosh, these hospitals, how are they going to make it? Oh yeah, they're going to make it because everybody coming in has COVID. Anybody that dies, he shot himself in the head because COVID made him do it. $39,000, $20,000 for any COVID patient. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Why would you even give money for that? Unless there was an ulterior motive. But let's move on. So I gave you Don Lemon. I gave you Joy Behar. Let's listen to the White House's own Jen Psaki talk about the unvaccinated and what the White House's position is on this. Because let's be honest, Jen Psaki is the voice of the White House. So Jenna Ellis is reacting to Jen Psaki's remarks on the unvaccinated here. Let's listen to this.
Well, I would say first what he was referring to is the fact that because there is still a large population of people in this country who are unvaccinated, and we have the most transmissible variant that we've seen since the beginning of the pandemic, that more people are getting sick with COVID. And that's not, those numbers are not moving in the right direction. I think that's accurate, and you can see it by data.
So that's Jen Psaki basically telling the country that the unvaccinated are causing these spikes. Now, Jenna Ellis was on Newsmax, which Newsmax, for the longest time, as far as I know, was a very conservative-leaning news broadcast. I'm starting to think they are moving a little bit towards the left side of the aisle, because some of their articles and some of their responses, I'm just like, really? Okay, whatever. If you want to move that way, that's fine. I'm not going to get all my news from you, but I always get news from both sides of the aisle, so I have a fair and balanced view on things. But Jenna Ellis had this to say when the reporter, the journalist, the host, I guess, questioned her about what Jen Psaki said. Listen to this.
Of that among the unvaccinated, as we have seen cases rise in vaccinated areas, even other countries that are highly vaccinated, yet still this virus continues to be transmissible.
Yeah, we only have to look at the Texas Democrats who came in and they were all vaccinated and still contracted the COVID-19 virus. And some are saying that that was a super spreader here in D.C. And so the data just doesn't match reality. But this is a situation where the Biden administration is trying to have segregation. This is the new form of segregation and making a loathsome class out of the unvaccinated to put public pressure, blame and shame against the people who are unvaccinated, either, again, by their own choice, people who are COVID recovery patients, people who have natural antibodies, people who have religious objections, or any other determination to not receive the vaccine. So the data keeps changing. The American public doesn't know who to trust and what data to trust because the data keeps changing, the guidelines keep changing, and for big tech to censor any dissenting opinions against what the CDC or the Biden administration wants, that doesn't give anyone confidence in the vaccine. It just tells the American people that you're subject to the federal government. That's not how we do things in the United States.
She hit the nail on the head right there. I would like to think she got her talking points from yours truly, the Paranormal Patriot, because I have been telling you this for the last couple of weeks, that we are second-class citizens. We are the lowest of the low. We are being made out to look like we don't care. We have no concern about anybody but ourselves. Well, I felt like Joe Biden there. I got them $1.9 trillion. Sorry, a little Joe Biden impersonation from yours truly here. But this is what we are up against. It is downing, just throwing trash at the unvaccinated. And if you listen, it all sounds the same. So let's listen to the illustrious Governor Cuomo, who is constantly in the hot seat in New York. Let's hear what he has to say about the unvaccinated.
Well, we're going to spread the virus. And we have to get in those communities, and we have to knock on those doors, and we have to convince people and put them in a car and drive them and get that vaccine in their arm. That is the mission. And while everyone else in the country is saying, oh, the sky is falling, the numbers are going up, New York is going to say, yeah. And that means we're going to get ourselves in gear, and we're going to get the job done. And the people who are with us today will be on the front lines, and the people who are in this room will be on the front lines.
So let me paraphrase that for you. We are going to go door to door, meaning the state of New York is going to go door to door, grab these people who have not been vaccinated, throw them in the back of a car, in the back of a paddy wagon, whatever you want to call it, drive them to the nearest inoculation center and forcibly vaccinate them. Now, if that wasn't bad enough, we're going to use that as... Well, Governor Cuomo is going to use that as proof that we New Yorkers, we can get it done. We can take you out of your house. We can put you in the back of a car and we can force you to get an inoculation and a vaccination that you don't even want. All in the name of getting it done. Because we're New Yorkers. I admit, that just sounded ridiculous because that's my New York accent. But this is as ridiculous as this whole scenario. You have the governor of the state of New York telling its people, if you're not vaccinated, we're knocking on your door, dragging you out of your home, putting you in the back of a car, and giving you a vaccine that you do not want. Again,
Let's go. Jen Psaki, Joy Behar, Don Lemon, Cuomo. It's all part of the plan, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard a minute sample, four examples of the exact same thing with different verbiage. This is how they get you. There's an old adage that says, if you hear a lie enough, it will become the truth. And that's what they're doing. No matter where you turn, you are being told that the unvaccinated are evil. They don't care. They're lepers. We need to secure the unvaccinated and keep them away from us vaccinated because we're vulnerable, even though we've had the vaccine. Listen to what I just said. This is the logic that they're trying and they're successfully purporting. They are successfully drilling into the people of this country. You have a vaccine that is supposedly supposed to work. The government said you have to get the vaccine. It's the only way to stop the spread of this virus. And because of us who don't have the vaccine, we are the super spreaders. Think about this. Why would you be afraid of us if you have the vaccine? Let's just go out in fantasy land and say every one of these vaccines on the market work. We have been told since the vaccines have been available, get the vaccine, you'll be protected. Get the vaccine, you'll be safe. Look at all of the cities that are now, and the CDC has now said, everyone, it is recommended to wear a mask indoors, even those who are vaccinated. Do you feel like you've been lied to yet? Because you should. Because if you have been vaccinated, you shouldn't have any worry about anybody who has COVID because you have the vaccine, you have the essential immune system that the human beings have created. And it is apparently much better than what was created in us that has allowed us to live for generations. You're going to believe that. Nobody's asking questions, and that's the big worry right now. The CDC just came out with an advisory saying, it doesn't matter if you're vaccinated or not, wear a mask. Wasn't everybody who got vaccinated pretty much reassured that, hey, you wear a mask and you can be free. You can go here, you can go here, you can go here. And you got to wear a mask now. Doesn't that put a little bit of downer on the whole thing? I mean, doesn't that make you question? Because it really should. You were told your life opens up when you had the vaccine. And now because of this quote-unquote Delta variant, which they cannot test for, I've called hospitals and said, hey, how are you testing for the Delta variant? And every single hospital, I've called three hospitals, every single one of them said, we really can't. So in my world, that means they have no idea how prevalent this Delta variant is, even if there is a Delta variant. But mark my words, ladies and gentlemen, more and more people are starting to see through the facade. They're starting to see that, we might not be being told what is actual truth. So you're going to see, we got the Delta. What's the next one? The Gamma? Is it the Gamma variant? Whatever variant is going to come out next is going to be, it's going to be worse than the Delta variant. We've got to shut down. Is that why Michigan plans in mid to late August to shut down? Even though they have no idea what is going to happen. There's already a plan in place to shut us down. Oh, by the way, November's elections. That gives them more opportunity to say, we can't have people go out and vote, so they might as well vote mail-in, as if we didn't go through that in 2020. All right, so this show has been really kind of somber. It's been doom and gloom, And I wanted to end the show, kind of end the show with something enlightening and kind of uplifting and really kind of funny. I have a listener that sent me a TikTok video, and we all know that Joe Biden can't complete a sentence, and he rambles. He rambles to the point that everybody's looking at each other going, "What did he say?" Well, this gentleman in the TikTok video, he nailed it. I want to play it for you because this is really the only thing that has made sense since Joe Biden has taken office. This is courtesy of Kyle, one of my listeners. Thanks, Kyle. I appreciate you sending this, and it adds a little bit of humor to the show. Listen to this.
Look, I mean, he has made clear that...
You guys just don't understand. What he's trying to say is as long as the courtyard is available, then the car keys are going to be next to the chair. But when you have tomatoes that are not ripe when the lights are off, then nobody's going to know what happens when a basketball goal is not standing upright. But when you have a tree that's leaning over the fence, then it's only going to be like a parked car anyway. So just make sure that, you know, when the door's closed, that the windows are always on fire, because it's not going to happen unless the turnkey to the turtle is on the back of its shell on a Tuesday. So get your shit together.
I can honestly say that made more sense than anything I've heard recently from Joe Biden. All right, that'll be the show this week. I want to tell you, I mentioned it in the beginning of the show, I'm scared. Things are happening that are accelerating much faster than I thought. Our freedoms, our liberties are going away. It is up to us to take them back. And we have to ask ourselves, are we just going to let it happen? Are we going to let the government take over our lives? Or do we want to be free? That's a question you have to ask yourself. The answer is yours. I can't answer that for you. I know my answer. And I know there are millions of other patriots out there that have the same answer I am. It's simple. Do you want to live in a free country? Or do you want to live in Venezuela, North Korea, Cuba? The answer is yours. You have to answer this question. It's a tough question to answer. You have to stand up. You have to fight. And some of us have no idea how to do that. But there are a lot of us that have fought and know how to do it, and we will help you. If you have any questions, any concerns, any show ideas, any promos, books, events that you want to promote on the show, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. I hope you enjoyed the show. My name is Tom Balassus. I will be back next week. Thanks for listening.